This is a dictation for Justin Henderson, JustinHenderson, date of services 5/2/2024. It's a new patient visit. Date of birth is 1/25/1947. The patient was referred by Dr. Uroda, U-R-O-D-A, who wanted to evaluate this patient for pain management. According to this patient, and her daughter is accompanying for history, and the patient is wheelchair bound, has a hard time walking, and she reports that she is worsening in her joint pains. She has a pain all over. There is a possibility of arthritis, which is autoimmune like lupus, and polyarthritis, which has not been investigated as of yet. She has had some blood tests, but I do not have the blood test report. According to her, the pains have been going on for the last 3 years, and they are affecting her right hip, right knee, left knee, and lower back, especially. The whole right leg is in pain, although the pain is not shooting to the foot or the toes. There is no motor weakness, no history of fall, but she cannot walk more than half a block. She uses a walker and rollator walker. She reports that she can sit, but it is painful. Standing is painful after 15 minutes, and in the sleep, she is screaming due to the pains. She has no history of fall or automobile accident in the past, and her doctor has told her that she has arthritis in all the joints. And her pain is almost 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has been informed by her primary care doctor that she will need a knee, both the knee replacement and right hip replacement. However, she is not ready for the surgery, and she wakes up in the middle of night screaming from pain. She describes her pain from ouch to very sharp and sometimes burning, continuous pains, and pain level is from 5 to 10, ADLs are affected 5. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, driving, lying down, bending, sitting, and improved with the heating pad or lying in a bath with the warm water. She does not report any neck pain or mid back pain, no radiation to the either arms. However, her joints in the hands bilaterally are in pain, interphalangeal joints, metacarpal joints. Pain in the right knee is the worst at 10, left knee is 9. It has been going on for 10 years. She do not have a history of any injection treatment or any physical therapy. She had a physical therapy in 2021 before the COVID. Since then, she has not had any. No epidural injection, no surgery has been recommended. She has not seen any specialist, and she has had no x-rays, MRI according to her. She does report some muscle weakness on the right leg and some numbness, tingling in the both hands, but also in the right leg, but no bladder bowel incontinence. Kindly review the records for the system review, for the ADLs, for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, and personal history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 145 over 80, pulse 100, pulse oxygen 100. 77-year-old African-American female, height is 5'1", weight is 130. The patient is a 77-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. She is able to walk with the antalgic gait. There is a pain in the right leg, obviously, and she's crying in pain. Pain in both the hands with deformed interphalangeal joints moderately are visible. The range of motion is okay, but rest of the exam will be from the template. Neurological examination normal, psychiatric normal, musculature examination is normal. The musculoskeletal examination is also normal. With the inspection palpation from the template, no muscle spasm, tenderness, trigger points are noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion 60, side flexion 60, rotation is 70, extension is 60, side flexion is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension 15, side flexion 20, rotation 20. All the signs, all the maneuvers that are done for cervical spine, including the Lermit test, Perlin sign, are negative. There is no sign of the distraction test is negative. The Soto Hall test was negative. Myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, the Roos test was negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Brzezinski Kernick test negative. Breger test, Camp test, Babinski sign were negative. In the sacroiliac joint, no tenderness was noticed in either sacroiliac joint. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction tests are negative. But the Faber test, Gonsalon tests are positive. In the extremities, right hip and right knee and both hands had the pathology. Rest of the extremities were found to be okay. Shoulder joints are also okay. She's able to do abduction up to 160, 170 degrees without any issues. No motor weakness is noticed in the upper extremities. However, in the right lower extremity, there is some motor weakness. Diagnosis is as follows. In general, R26.89, R53.81, R53.1. In lower extremity, right leg pain, M79.604, M79.605. Hip, M25.551, M25.552. Knee, M25.561, M25.562. In the general, please add rheumatoid arthritis, rule out lupus, polyarthritis, plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan will be as follows. Patient is ordered to have a physical therapy 3 times per week, including water therapy and infrared treatment. She's also referred to chiropractor, acupuncture, massage. She's also advised about the infrared treatment, laser treatment, yoga exercises. Medications are provided to this patient are as follows. Tylenol codeine number 3, one every 12 hour PRN, 14 tablets for a week. Lidocaine gel 5% is provided for topical pain relief. No other medications are provided as we do not have a list of all her medications. She is advised non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan is okay. Psychiatry is not needed. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Old medical records are requested released from her previous providers, including Dr. Uroda. Interventional pain procedures are on hold. We are evaluating the patient, and once the diagnosis are confirmed, further definitive treatment will be ordered. Surgical options are on hold. Investigation and x-ray of the right hip and right knee is in the offing. DMA's patient has been advised to have a knee brace, continue the wheelchair, and rollator walker. She can also use a back brace, tense unit. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Personal support is yes. Thank you.